It's all down to you, they say, your personality. And I think that's probably right. Some people just seem to be better at dealing with being on their own than others. I wish I was better. I suppose I've never been the biggest socialiser. But then at work I was always around other people. You don't have to make much of an effort. Other people are just there, but when work goes, well, the socialising goes too. And if you haven't made friends outside of that, you really don't have anyone. There's family, I suppose, for some people. But for me, it was always just me and my mum and dad. I don't have brothers or sisters, and obviously, mum and dad passed away quite a while ago now. I suppose really good friends stay in touch, but I never seem to make any of them. Maybe it's my own fault. Maybe I didn't make enough of an effort because I was liked at work. I got on with people. It's just, well, you lose contact when you stop working and then it's hard to bridge those gaps again. You lose contact with people. You don't mean to, it just happens. People drift, don't they? You have the best of intentions to stay in contact. You take phone numbers, but then you never call. And neither do they. When you get older, you feel that more. When no one calls. I don't say that to make you feel sorry for me. It's just one of those things. People just don't stay in touch. Perhaps they never did. It's just like I say. You feel it more when you're older.
You need to look after yourself, Janice. That's what they said. So that's what I do. I look after myself. Here I am, looking after myself. Years ago, when people retired, they moved to the countryside, didn't they? They just upped and off to the sticks. Seemed to be the thing to do, getting away from the city. I don't think it's like that anymore. I think that's the worst thing I could possibly do. I didn't want to stop work, but I didn't have a choice. You're unfit to work, they said. It wouldn't be good to go back into a work environment. What did they know? I used to talk to people. You don't think twice about it, do you? On the phone, in the office, people in the post office, you're talking all the time. But then, well, if you don't have any reason to leave the house, which when you retire you often don't, you don't talk to anyone. Work gave me a sense of purpose, somewhere to go. I thought to begin with I'd be going back sometime, but I never did. So I retired without ever actually making the decision. It's a massive thing, retirement, and no one prepares you for it. A bit like having a baby. No one can really tell you what it's like until it's happened. And then there's no going back. Some people take part-time jobs, don't they? Volunteer and such. I can see why. It keeps you busy, keeps you connected. It's important that. But I don't think they'd even let me do that. It's hard to remember sometimes what it was like, the daily routine. Getting up, going to work. It just slipped away, really. Of course, things might get better. I just need to think about the future. Reconfigure. Adjust, you know. I'm not sure if this is what they meant when they said I should look after myself. Too much time to think. Still,
what is old? Am I old? Do you look at me and see an old person? I hope not. I don't feel old. And that's what they say, isn't it? You're only as old as you feel. Well, I may have my wrinkles, yeah. And I might not be able to walk as well as I used to. But I'm not old. Old is nearly dead. And I'm not nearly dead. I got plenty of life left in me yet. Look at me. Do I look nearly dead to you?
He died on a Friday. I'd been looking after him for a while by that point, you know, caring for him through his illness. And then he went. And I hadn't had any time to think about what life might be like without him. We just got on with it. When he was diagnosed, we just coped. It was like a full-time job, looking after him. But I wouldn't have had it any other way, of course. I loved him. He would have done the same for me, I know he would. But I suppose what I'm getting at is, it took up a lot of my time caring for him. And then, when he finally went, I found it hard to cope. He tried to talk to me about it, but I hadn't wanted to. He was the most important thing. That's what I kept telling myself. But really, I just didn't want to think about a life without him. I knew he was going to die. I knew that. I'd come to terms with that. But I hadn't given any thought whatsoever to being here on my own. Whenever I came back to the house, I'd go in the bedroom and say hello to him, even though he wasn't there anymore. I had to. I couldn't get used to him not being there. He was part of my life for so long, and that bedroom, all those hours. I suppose I was in shock. My whole life had changed. I went about my day-to-day life in a sort of dream. I wasn't coping, I knew I wasn't, but I didn't know what to do about it. And I suppose I didn't want to admit it to myself. I'd go in a shop, and then I'd have to come out again because I wasn't shopping for him as well. I couldn't go anywhere new. I had to stick to familiar streets and routes. I don't know why. Nothing seemed real. Nothing seemed right. It was just unbelievably odd, and I couldn't see a life beyond that. I'm better now, although I quite often find myself with nothing very much to do. Life doesn't fill me up like it used to. I don't know what to do about that, really. I suppose I should do something. Get out of the house, at least. But to be honest, I can't really be bothered doing that anymore. I know it sounds a bit morose, but it's like the purpose has gone. And I don't mean Richard. I mean, I just don't feel the same as I used to. A friend said she thinks I'm depressed, that I should see a doctor, get some tablets. But I don't want to do that. I don't think it will help, not really. That's not what this is about. Time will tell. That's what they say. Maybe that's all I need. Some more time.
I spend a lot of time, too much time probably, at home on my own, thinking about the past. It's hard not to. That's where most of my life is. The things I've done, the people I've known, memories. I think it's important to remember. But at the same time, you can't spend all your time looking back. One has to be positive. You have to reach out. Join a club, do things. That's what people do, isn't it? They get out and do things. It's hard, though, when you know loneliness is always just around the corner. Sometimes it feels as though I'm waiting for it, and when it comes, I can feel very depressed. It's like a dark cloak enveloping you, and you get lost in it, in the depths of it, and it can be very hard to come back from that place. No one can help you, only yourself. And sometimes you don't want to help yourself. Sometimes you can't see the point. Then you draw back and get on with things. I try to keep myself busy. You have to, don't you? Otherwise, you spend too much time thinking, and that's not good for anyone.